The Country Championships are on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Sunday afternoon, it's the Mid-North Coast Country Championship qualifier. The final field will come out in this hour, but let's go and talk to a number of the key players. And the first one is Ben Looker. Morning to you, Ben.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Good to talk to you. And you'll be riding the horse Mr. Smarty on Sunday for Taz Morton.
Yeah, that's right. I rode him first up in the preview race. He ran a nice race. He ran fourth. Ideally, it would have been good if it was the 1400, as he is a horse that probably gets over a touch further, but I'm very happy to be on him.
Yeah, you're right with the other day. Watching that replay, I know you still ran fourth and you got beaten 2.5, but it was the way that he was finishing off through that 1,200-odd metres, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. He's a horse that usually races up on the speed, and he was a bit fresh and duffed the start, which put him out the back, and I had to make a long run on him, but the way he found the line was very encouraging. He's a horse that's always shown plenty of ability, and Taz's horses are going really good at the moment.
I was just going to say, when you like getting on horses when stables are going okay, like Taz's at the moment.
Yeah, Taz's stable's flying at the moment. Obviously, he had a winner at Walker on Cup Day, Comanche Force won, and I've had a lot of luck for Taz over the years, so I'm hoping on Sunday we can have a bit more luck.
And trained on the track, it does help. I mean, the Mid-North Coast, it'll be a very competitive race, as we're going to learn this morning. There are an even group of horses lining up here, isn't there? Probably with Awesome Pluck sitting on top.
Yeah, I think, knowing the horses, I think Awesome Pluck's probably the hardest to beat. He's sort of been there and done that. Obviously, last year he ran second to Victorum in the qualifier. And I think he's a lot more mature horse this time in. Jenny obviously took him up to Brisbane, and I personally think it probably made the horse. He's a lot more relaxed now, and I think he's the horse to beat. But in saying that, you've got to go out and give your all on Mr. Smarty and hope for a bit of luck.
Yeah, first and second make it to Randwick, as we know. Just on your comment there, and this race on Sunday is over the 1,200, so you think that he may be just looking for a little bit more ground?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, I rode him first up in a 1,200. He's a horse that usually gets up over a bit of a trip. And his run was good the other day. Ideally, it would have been probably better for Mr. Smarty if it was 1,400, but Taz has kept him pretty fresh and up to the mark, and best thing about it, you know, he's only got to walk across the road to go to the races. He doesn't have to get on a float or go anywhere. So he races really good at the track. I think he's won two or three races there. So, and a bit of give out of the track won't worry him.
We're talking with Ben Looker. Ben, I know that you're free to discuss this, and I always feel a little bit awkward, but I do note that you had a month off sort of around New Year period. Can you take us through what happened in that month?
Sort of had a depression and anxiety. I took time off just to get help, get on top of things. You know, I probably bottled things up a lot in the past. And it all sort of come to a head. But my wife, Priscilla's been awesome. My manager, Drew Smith, and my mum and dad, we sort of just decided, talking to all them, to just have a bit of a break and get help, which I have. And I'm on anxiety antidepressant tablets at the moment, and it's been probably the best thing I've ever done. You know, I feel like I'm on top of it. I speak, the Jockeys Association organised a sports psychologist that I speak to regularly. I go and see a psychologist here in Port Macquarie, and it was the best thing I ever did. You know, I was probably a bit embarrassed to ask for help. But like I said to you yesterday, if me coming out and talking about it can help people that are suffering in silence, well, I'll be very happy if I can do that. So, I admit that I have had a problem, and I got the help, and it's obviously not going to be a quick fix. It's going to take plenty of time, but I'm committed to being on top of it. And I've had a lot of support from local Port Macquarie trainers. I've started back riding track work every day for Johnny Sprague and Jenny, obviously. And I'm enjoying it, you know. I've sort of got back to basics. I never rode a lot of track work up until I had the break because I was riding so regularly. But talking to Phil and Drew, my manager, we decided to sort of go back to basics and been riding work 6 days a week and sort of getting back to what made me fall in love with racing.
Understand. I don't want to pry too much. You've well explained that, Ben, but was it racing that put you in I'm going to say condition because I'm a bit I don't know what the right word is, but was it the constant array of racing that may have put you in that position? Or, you know, as I say, if you don't want to comment on it, I fully understand.
No, that's fine. Yeah, racing definitely played a lot on it. Obviously, there's a lot of highs in racing and there's a lot of lows. And I've always sort of, from the time I was a young kid, I've always had anxiety. I always knew it was there, but I never really addressed it. Like I said, I was riding 5 or 6 days a week, so you sort of try and just put it at the back of your mind. But yeah, it all come to a head, and I'm addressing it at the moment, and I think it's the best thing I ever did. You know, like I said, the highs are very high and the lows are very low, and a lot of people probably don't come out and talk about it, but I'm happy to come out and admit that I had depression and got anxiety. And like I said, if me coming out talking about it openly and freely can help someone that's suffering in silence, well, I'll be very happy.
Well, Ben, I think it tells you just how positive you are for the future about what you're dealing with. But it tells us that the racing industry, how collective it is, it's competitive when you're out on the track, but when you get other trainers, and there's probably jockeys that are listening to us this morning that are thinking, gee, I'm in the same boat, but you've got the Jockeys Association there, that this is what it's there for.
Yeah, Tony Crisafi's been super. You know, he does a really good job. The Jockeys Association, they're awesome. You know, they're always there to look out for you. And I sent Tony Crisafi a text message, and that afternoon I was talking to Oliver, the sports psychologist, so... yeah, it's been super, the support, and even, like I said, trainers like Johnny Sprague and Jenny Graham, I have a really good relationship with them too, especially Jenny through Victorum, and I've had a lot of luck for Jenny over the years, and I was open to Jenny and spoke to her, and she's even said in the last month, once I got on top on things and got on the medication, obviously, Jenny's even commented on, I'm sort of back to the Ben Looker that she knew instead of the one I was sort of prior. I think the fall at Grafton over July Carnival probably didn't help. It sort of, when I come back from that, I obviously I had a pretty bad fall. I ended up suffering vertigo and had no balance for a good month. I was out for a while with that, and I probably rushed to get back riding. I definitely wasn't riding as good as I was, and like I said, it all did come to a head, and that's why I just took the time off. I went and got medical help and spoke to my doctor, my wife, my manager, my mum and dad, and we sort of decided to just take as long as it takes to get back riding. And like I said, I started riding track work for Johnny and Jenny, and sort of got back to basics and what made me fall in love with racing. But yeah, like I said, I've had a lot of support. It helps. It helps a lot when you've got a good support group around you. But yeah, no, I'm in a good place at the moment.
That's fantastic. Look, it's fantastic. I think that you've had the energy to come on and talk about it. We certainly wish you the very best in that, but also wish you the best on Sunday with Mr. Smarty. Let's hope the horse can draw well, and maybe you'll be riding the horse to success. You've had a good time of it, mate, and you're sounding like you've got a ball of energy that you'd like to really cut loose on now.
Yeah, definitely. I'm riding with a lot freer mind now. Obviously, like I said, I've come out and I'll speak freely and openly about the problems I've had, and it's like a weight sort of lifted off my shoulder. And hopefully Mr. Smarty can run good on Sunday. Sort of winning the country championship last year was my biggest thrill in racing. I think I said actually when I won it, it's a Country Jockeys Melbourne Cup to win that, and I was lucky enough to get on Victorum and win it last year for Jenny, and it was a day I'll never forget.
Yep, understand. Thanks for your time, Ben. It's been terrific, I think, to hear from you the way that you're feeling right now after going through what you've been through. I know it's a constant fight because I've got members of my family that are dealing with what you're dealing with, and it is something you've just got to stay with and work with, mate. Good luck on Sunday. I hope Mr. Smarty can run well for you.
Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Good on you, Ben.